Welcome to the previously uncharted wilderness of women's healthcare, and thank you for joining our tour. We begin our journey at the northernmost tip of the continent of gynecologia. Along the way, we will take in views of the different features of this unique archipelago. First, we will hike a short distance through some volatile geography in the Pyrenees to get to our boat. Gynecologically speaking, this is the youngest part of the continent. In fact, look way up at the volcano on your left. That odoriferous geyser erupts at fairly regular intervals into the hormonal abyss, making the weather a bit unpredictable in this part of the continent. We are arriving at the headwaters of the River Menses, where we'll embark on a hygienic craft for the next part of this tour. Watch your step as you board the pad boat. Don't worry, it's very sanitary. Make yourselves comfortable in the cushy, absorbent seats. We'll wait here until the flow of the Menses rises, which can sometimes be erratic. While we wait, notice the hummocks of bodily changes, those hills there off to your right. Here in gynecologia, we have a healthy approach to adolescence. We address age-appropriate sex education head-on by speaking openly, with reverence, and matter-of-factly about the wonder of it all. We celebrate budding breasts and uncontrollable, unpredictable bleeding as the natural magic of reproduction begins. Here we go. Be prepared. There's a bit of stop and go in the first part of our journey. We're on our way. Things should become more predictable as we progress. Oh, look, straight ahead in the distance, we have our first sighting of the Caverns of Ignorance. These caverns run throughout the entire continent, just under the surface. These entrances represent our earliest information about sexual maturity. That large one is called the Facts of Life. It's filled with giggles and stories pieced together from irreverent playground talk, awkward and confusing parental conversations, farmyard observations, and other bits of information. Normal bodily changes, sexual awareness, and curiosity leads to exploration of private parts, identity questions, and experimentation. Each of us lives with the resonance of how we first form notions about our sex organs and how they work. Just at the right, you will see a large open area, the sands of adolescence. Puberty can come as early as age 8 or as late as age 15. This can be a time of confusion and shame. Dangers crop up and linger in this desert, often camouflaging themselves with an air of innocence or authority. As we come around this next bend, the dunes of shame will come into view. This desert is riddled with far too many dunes. They harbor embarrassing distractions, like the stigma of menstruation, the humiliation of buying feminine products, the indignity of inevitable leakage, and the unholy conflation of beauty with sexualization of young girls. Hold on tight, it's bumpy ahead as we ride through the rapids of awakening. Thankfully, our captain knows the way, and it's just a short distance ahead until we have more open flows. Notice the archway to your right, the oasis of girlhood. See the lush bit of greenery at the center of the desert? It's a park-like preserve that encapsulates the awe of being female. We've come to the open waters in the state of contraception. We're going to avoid the waters between the main continent and the island as some rather unpredictable sea creatures guard access. Residents on this island, off the western shores of gynecologia, are typically between the ages of 18 and 45, and about 65% of them are currently on some form of contraception. Nearly all women use birth control at some point in their lives. Some parts of this state haven't changed much in the last 40 years. Abstinence is a well-preserved historic district. When you stay in the district, the failure rate is zero. Passionate residents rarely do. Newer developments on the island include injectables and patches, though the failure rate is still 1 to 9%. Covenants on the island emphasize proper use of contraceptives to minimize unintended pregnancies. You can see peaks of some of the more popular places in the state. Hear that drum beat? That's the rhythm method, coming from one of the caverns of ignorance. Its failure rate is very high. Our next leg takes us around a rocky shoreline. From this angle, you can see how precarious it is to navigate the cliffs and costs of a lifetime of female reproductive health needs. The foothills of Femtax represent decades of recurring expenses for personal feminine hygiene products and monthly menstruation products, plus the taxes that some states charge. Women shoulder extraordinary costs for gynecological visits, prescriptions for the pill, implanted birth control devices, and other necessary reproductive care and medical procedures. Ahead at your left, we are approaching the southwesternmost part of Gynecologia. High above these cliffs are the Fields of Abundance, our most productive region economically. Women are busy juggling their many obligations, work, family, community, and other caregiving. This place of abundance is bordered by the eroding cliffs of opportunity. With so much to do, educational goals and career aspirations can fall away. Women often put aside their personal care and precious me time in exchange for the myth that women can do it all. If we had more time, we'd show you the trade-offs, compromises, and exhaustion. But we have to stay on task. We have just enough time for a brief pass by the floodplains of perimenopause, that midlife period every woman encounters, usually between the ages of 45 and 55, sometimes as early as the mid-30s. It's a natural part of biological aging as women gradually transition from menstruation, marking the end of their reproductive years. Perimenopause can last from a few months to over 4 years. The variety and intensity of symptoms from hormonal fluctuations can be profound leading up to menopause, which we'll explore on Tour 4, The Cruise to the Promised Land. Thanks for exploring the River Menzies with us. Hope you learned something, and will join us for another tour.